Okay.
So we have in the studio, live in person, Eric Bolin, who is our brand new station manager, and we're excited to have him here, and we're going to not ask him any interview questions. We've got a whole list of questions for him that he has no idea.
He's already passed the test.
He's already passed the test. He's been hired, yeah. So we're all good to go there. So, Eric, why don't we start out by having you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Thank you. First, I appreciate you having me on your show. It's an honor. This is my first time on this radio station ever, but it is literally a lifetime of dreams and hopes for my family. I'm Eric Bolin, born and raised here in Champaign. I graduated from Champaign Centennial and Parkland College. I lived my whole life in the Kenwood neighborhood. I don't know if you're familiar with that in West Champaign.
Mm-hmm.
And never really thought about radio as a career. I went to Parkland and got a degree in communications. I worked at an advertising agency here in Champaign for a couple of years. And then followed a girl, of course. North Carolina. Followed my heart and a girl to North Carolina and ended up getting into radio there. I was always a big radio fan. Some of the my earliest experiences were with my mother and my grandmother going to local radio stations, WCCR in Champaign. I used to listen to Stevie J on WLRW when I was doing my homework. Jim Manley at WDWS. Joe Ryder. Uncle Johnny Barton in WHOW in Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved radio. It was like the coolest thing to me. But I never dreamt of actually doing that as a career. I actually wanted to be a graphic designer, but realized after I got to Parkland that I really wasn't that talented. So I got into communications and writing. I was a copywriter at an advertising agency that was on Green Street here in Champaign. Then I moved to North Carolina and couldn't get a job at an advertising agency there. I was too young. I was 19 years old. And ended up working at a radio station just because that was the only job that I could get. And 40 years later of working at commercial radio, I've decided, I guess that's my career. But I was missing something, and I was missing home. I have three brothers who still live here. My parents have passed away. But Champaign's always been home. No matter where I live, Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, most recently Knoxville, Tennessee. And when the opportunity just out of the blue, I wasn't even looking for a radio job here in Illinois and just saw that there was a station manager opening here at WEFT. And the connection to me and WEFT is my mother used to volunteer here in the 80s and 90s. I was living in all these other cities doing commercial radio, and she had discovered this community radio station, and she was just very passionate about it. I would send her a letter or call her on the phone and say, "Hey, Mom, guess what we're doing at my radio station?" And she'd say, "Guess what we're doing at my radio station?"
That is such a cool story.
Tell me about, the volunteer stuff that she did. And she's a huge country music person.
Fan of the old timer, right?
Old timer.
Mm-hmm.
And would often, he'd call her up and say, "Hey, Dorothy, do you have a copy of this record? Somebody requested it." She goes, "Let me go look through my records." And she would find it, and then she would drop it off, and they'd play it the next week.
Yeah. So that's was she ever on the air, or she just volunteered?
Just volunteered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of volunteer opportunity here, for sure.
So the roots run deep here.
Yeah. So I told somebody the other day, it's almost like a dream coming true of a dream that I never knew I had.
So what's the biggest difference you've seen between your career in commercial radio and what you're starting to do here now at WEF.
And to be clear, you've been on the job, what is it, 2 weeks now?
Yes.
Yeah. Not quite 2 weeks.
I think when I first started in radio, there wasn't as significant a difference between what corporate radio was doing back then. It was often, the first couple of radio stations that I worked at were singular stations owned by a person. Mm-hmm. And I would often see that person in the station. With deregulation, stations started to be bought up by these corporate companies. And suddenly, instead of working for one radio station, you had six radio stations in the building, and you were trying to work for all of them, do a good job, and really probably not doing a good job for any of them because you were spread out so thin. And then the one thing that really happened because of that was the community part of radio kind of started to disappear. Programming decisions, what songs were played, weren't a part of the process locally. They were corporate decisions. So even though I maybe was living in Pittsburgh, our home office was in Los Angeles, so those decisions were being made there. There was a disconnect to the community because it wasn't really, radio stations originally were licensed to communities to serve that community.
Right.
They were, there for, you know, weather information, traffic information, emergency information, and to reflect the personality of that particular community as far as music, as far as, you know, the topics that you talked about. But when it went corporate, all of that kind of went away. Mm-hmm. So at the end of my career, the difference between what WEF does as a community radio station and what corporate radio does is now significantly different. And that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to is coming back to being a community radio station, being a part of the community, you know, reflecting the diverse communities within, you know, East Central Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the really different things about WEFT is it really is 40 plus radio stations. Each show, it could be its own radio station. The music from one show to the other can be very different.
Mm.
Most radio stations corporately, if it's a news talk radio station, that's all they do, all 24 hours a day. We have music shows, but we also have talk shows. We have political shows. We have issue shows. We have church programming, you know, all these different genres of music. And it's all in one umbrella of what WEFT.
And what is. I always say is, you know, you may not like everything that you hear on WEF, but aren't you glad that people have an opportunity to have the music on a show that they love so much?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's also a really cool thing. I know that we're launching another training session for people who are interested in having their own shows.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen corporately,
yeah,
in corporate radio.
Right.
You're hired to do what they want you to do. Mm-hmm. This is kind of the opposite. You bring your idea and say, hey, I would like to play polka, or I'd like to play Latin, or I'd like to play, you know, heavy metal, or I'd like to do a talk show about this particular issue, or I'd like to talk to these local government, you know, authorities each week on my talk show and talk about the things that are important to the people of Champaign County or East Central Illinois. And so you have all of these things. It's like going to a all-you-can-eat buffet where if, like you said, if you don't like this particular food item, you can find this one, which you love.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always bringing new things to the table, too, which is something that I'm a huge music fan. I've listened to your show several times, and I've learned things from you guys because your perspective is a little bit different than my perspective as far as what you know, what artists you've met. So you're introducing me to new artists. And it's like all of our airshifters are curating a list for their listeners based on their own experiences, likes, artists that they met or have been introduced to, Women Making Waves program. I love that. There's always artists on there that I've never heard of, but I'm falling in love with, and I'm like, oh man, I got to know more about this artist, or I got to know more about this artist. I think this is an incredible radio station, and it's been on the air since 1981, which is incredible in itself. But the fact that it's been on the air basically as a volunteer-run, listener-supported radio station. We don't run commercials, so we don't have advertising. We don't bring in money, you know, that way. We're no longer funded through, like, the government often has grants and things like that, but we have to find our resources elsewhere. So, and able to overcome all of those obstacles and still be on the air and still be, quite frankly, a pretty dang good radio station is pretty incredible to me.
Yeah. So what kind of music is your favorite? What do you listen to the most? Take Weft out of the picture. You know, we're not holding you to, you know, you know, your loyalty to any one genre, but mm-hmm. what do you listen to when you're just relaxing?
I think primarily I would say it's more of the country, bluegrass, Americana.
Mm-hmm.
My father was in a band long time ago before I was born and played country music. I mentioned that my mother and grandmother were huge country music fans. Mm-hmm. So that was what was playing in the house growing up. Either live, I have three older brothers. They all play. So listening.
Do you play?
I do not.
So when does the Bolin band get together then?
Well, if they don't find an act for Friday Night Live, I'm going to call them. No, I'm just
call
kidding.
Them up. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. But I grew up in the 70s and 80s. So I love all of those, you know, rock bands. Mm-hmm. Then I used to love Chicago. I'm also a kind of a... I like to find new music, new to me, regardless of the genre. One of the things that I've noticed working in country radio for a good portion of my career was the lack of opportunities for women artists, especially in that format. Mm. So I've really been drawn to women making music. So a lot of the artists that I'm listening to now are these new artists, independent. Social media has made it completely different for an artist. It gives them opportunities to be heard that they didn't have
mm-hmm.
for a long time. But some of these women are just incredible. Their songwriting, it has depth to it. It's not necessarily about beers and trucks and, you know, going out on Saturday night. It's about, you know, relationships. Some of the there's a depth to their music, and that's really what I'm listening to.
And Eric, tell us what you do in your spare time, you know, hobbies. Do you, I don't know, jump out of airplanes, collect stamps, ride motorcycles? What other passions do you have unrelated to music and radio?
I don't do any of those things. I do have three children. They're 18, 21, and 26. So for the past couple of decades, most of my free time has been spent with them at sporting events, school programs. My youngest daughter plays guitar, which is awesome. And I would always take her to her guitar lessons and go to her concerts. My oldest daughter is a graphic designer, kind of what I wanted to do. So she.
You might be able to put those skills to use at WEF too.
Okay. You know. I'll keep her on speed dial. And then my son is just, he's the smartest person that I know. He's so smart that he gets frustrated with me. He's a tech guy. Grew up playing video games, but now he knows how to design and develop video games. He works for AT&T down in Atlanta, and he's just amazing as a person. But he used to play sports all the time, and so a lot of my time on the weekends was with him. The two girls played softball and did cheerleading, so a lot of that was spent with them. Now they're young adults and kind of don't have time for dad. So some of the things that I do now are I love to travel. I love to go listen to music, live music, and not necessarily big concerts. I've done a lot of big concerts over the years. The things I like now are like Friday Night Live, just going out, you know, hearing these people, especially if they're doing original stuff. It's really cool to me. And because I have zero musical talent, I'm just looking at these people like, you know, wow, how do you do that? How do you form that into a song? How do you make that? I mean, you just told a story in 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been on this interview and have been talking way too long, and I still haven't made any point. So I do like photography, and I love the beach. So if I ever get an opportunity to get away for a little bit.
It's a long way away.
Okay, one last question for you, and then we'll let you go back to work because you got a lot of stuff to do. Okay. What is something that very few people know about you that is kind of an unusual or interesting thing, that's something that's happened to you or something that you've done?
I believe that the statute of limitations on this has expired. So
Oh, boy.
Do you guys remember on Saturday Night Live, they used to have a little feature called Deep Thoughts?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, with Jack Candy.
Mm-hmm. When that was real popular, I was approached. I kind of have a warped sense of humor, kind of like Handy does. So I was approached by a radio company to develop the radio version of that, Deep Thoughts for Radio, which were little 20-second jokes that were kind of off the wall and kind of weird. And I did that for a little while. And then one day I got a certified letter. I was being sued by Jack Handy.
Oh, seriously.
Apparently, when he was walking to Saturday Night Live in New York, the radio station in New York was playing my radio Deep Thoughts. And the DJs on the air were saying how much funnier mine were than his.
He may sue you again if he's still alive. So
I got sued for $1 million.
Uh-huh.
I ended up settling, so I didn't have to pay $1 million because I didn't have $1 million. But to me, that was like the biggest compliment I could ever get, that someone was so threatened by my creativity, comedy, that they felt like they had to, you know, shut me down.
Uh-huh. Well, great. We're not going to shut you down. Okay. That's for sure. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Eric Bolin, the new station manager at WEFT.